You're listening to a podcast from the Today programme on BBC Radio 4. We asked last week that you tell us about issues that politicians should be talking about more during the general election campaign. Many of you raised the issue of the state pension age for women. There are many women in their late 50s and early 60s who feel that they weren't properly notified by the government of how the rise in the retirement age would be brought in, and that left them waiting much longer than they expected for their state pension to begin. In the first of a series of reports we're calling Off the Grid, here's Sancho Burke.
As we said, apart from whatever academic knowledge they acquire, these girls are certainly going to make efficient housewives in a few years' time.
I was brought up being told by my father I should have a man's dinner on the table. We were brought up more as the softer, more gentle of the sexes, and therefore we didn't go out and shout and scream about things.
Marie Hall from Derby. She's the local organiser for Women Against State Pension Inequality, or WASPI.
That's what's also made it difficult today, to get the WASPI women to stand up and feel and realise that we do have a voice and that that voice can be heard, when it goes against a lot of the way we were actually brought up to be.
When Marie started work, straight from school, she expected to receive her state pension at 60. She knew in 1995 that the law was changing, so by 2020, both men and women would get their pension at 65. But as she'd be 60 well before then, she didn't think it would affect her. In fact, the change was staggered, so it did.
To find only a few years before I was due to retire that the rug had been taken under my feet and the security and the psychological contract that I expected at the age of 60 had been completely removed, and it actually makes me very angry and I feel that it's very unjust.
But in the 1950s, a 65-year-old woman was likely to live for another 15 years. Now, it's more than 20. 6 years ago, the coalition government decided to raise the pension age for all to 66 by 2020, warning otherwise the whole system could become unsustainable. So, for this group of women, that meant more pension delay. The campaigners say some women are suffering severe hardship, relying on food banks, having to sell their homes. But most are simply furious that they were not told directly, by letter, many years ago, so that they could plan accordingly, work longer if needed. They're trying to take legal action against the government, seeking compensation.
My name is Jane Cowley. I should be 63 this year, and I'm a retired head teacher, and I live in Northumberland.
WASPI fundraising director Jane Cowley is determined to get this issue on the election grid.
WASPI women that I've been talking to do say that it'll make quite a big difference in the way they vote. And it's interesting to think that we've got 3.5 million women involved in this issue, and in many constituencies the number of women in the age group affected is greater than the MP's majority. Could make a big difference on the day.
The campaign has 62,000 Facebook followers. The Institute for Fiscal Studies says 1.7 million women are directly affected. That's still a lot of votes. Labour and the SNP have been wooing the WASPI women, promising to help. The Liberal Democrat leader, Tim Farron, has supported them. The government has said it will not change its course. Pension changes are extremely expensive. Jonathan Cribb of the Institute for Fiscal Studies.
The increase in the state pension age significantly benefits the public finances and the exchequer. Even if the government wanted to give away roughly half of the money it's got back to these women, we're looking at £5 billion or more a year.
I think, you know, that's one of the toughest things, I think, isn't it, that people talk about. That
Jane Cowley chatting to Jackie Boone, a retired nurse from Chesterfield, who's recovering from cancer. For years, she didn't know the changes would affect her. Even now, she says, it's news to some.
I went on an early retirement course through the NHS, and there were managers there, educated ladies, who were expecting to get their pension at 60. And it's devastating.
Some people might say, well, it would cost an awful lot of money.
But we've paid that money in. I've worked all my life. I've paid in for 40-odd years. And the money should be there.
That was Sancho Burke reporting. You can listen to more free content from the Today programme by going to www.bbc.co.uk/today.